Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Noonday Ministry. The host is Elder Dorothy Hall. First of all, I just praise God and thank God for being who He is. He's an awesome God, and I just thank and praise Him. And we are so grateful to each and every one that are listening to this broadcast. And I bring you greetings from Noonday Ministry. The pastor is Elder Franklin Brown. Assistant pastor is Ethel Brown. And we thank God for each and every one of you that are listening. I don't have no intro song, but every time I get on, I like to do a little piece of a song. And it's a piece of a song that I learned years ago. It's I Don't Have to Worry How I'll Spend Eternity. And I'm going to sing the chorus. I don't have to worry how I'll spend eternity. I don't have to worry how I'll spend eternity. Jesus, bless that, can't you see? I'm so glad He included me. I don't have to worry how I'll spend eternity. I don't have to worry how I'll spend eternity. I don't have to worry how I'll spend eternity. Jesus, bless that, can't you see? I'm so glad He included me. I don't have to worry how I'll spend eternity. Oh, Lord, praise God. I don't have to worry how I'll spend eternity. That's my personal testimony, because I don't have to worry how I'll spend eternity. My mind is made up to go all the way with Jesus, because, Lord, there is none like You. Our Heavenly Father, we just come before You just to say, Lord, we thank You for all that You are doing. We thank You how You just watched over us all night long. Then You woke us up at the appointed time in our right mind, have that tither our limbs, Lord God. And we just thank You and praise Your name. Lord, we pray for the United States of America. You know what to do, how to do it, when to do, Lord God. You know how to heal this virus, Lord God. In charge of it all. Man don't know nothing without You. Because You said in Your word, without You I can do nothing. Lord, and I believe every word that You say, Lord God. Lord God, just have mercy on the politicians, Lord God, on the Congress, on the president, Lord God. Let them be led by Your spirit, Lord God, and just have mercy, Lord God. Put somebody in the office, Lord God, that know You, Lord God, and that trust You, Lord God, that depend on You, Lord God. I thank You for my church family. Look down upon them. Meet the needs of the church, Lord God. Have mercy, Lord God. Keep our families, Lord God. Not only my family, but those that are listening throughout the land and country. Touch Your people. Lay Your healing hand on the sick. Lay Your your hand on those that in the out of the right mind. Lord God, have mercy. Just keep us all, Lord God, in your divine care. If you keep us, Lord God, we shall be kept. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. We shall be filled, Lord God, that it will lead us, guide us, teach us, and keep us, Lord God, and show us the way to go. Keep us on the right path. Lord God, we just thank you, and we just praise you. Now, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation in your heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Lord, we just thank God for everything. I had a pastor in Rochester. No matter how she felt, she'd be in so much pain. And you would say, how you doing, Pastor? Name of Pastor Marcellus McKnight. And she would always say, baby, thanking God for everything, no matter how much pain she was in. She thanked God. And sometimes you got to praise your way through. Through all that you go through. Praise God in the good time. And just praise him in the bad time, because you know that he's going to bring you through and bring you out. No matter how it look or how it feel or how it seem, God is always in control. He can handle every problem, every issue that we have. God can handle it. Trust God. Trust the plan that he has for you. Plan to prosper you. Jeremiah said, I know the thoughts he think towards me. Thoughts of good and not of evil. To give me a hope and give me an expected end. Meaning give me a hope and a future. No good thing will God withhold from his children. And we are a child of God. And he's not going to withhold nothing good from us. You know why? Because in his word. It's all in his word. And we're going to talk today a little bit about stand on the path. That means the path of righteousness. I'm going to read a scripture, and it's coming from Matthew, the 7th chapter. And the 14th verse, it said, enter you in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leads unto life, and through there be that find it. Beware of false prophets. And I'm going to read this. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, and inward they are raging wolves. Be aware. Ravaging wolves. Be aware. Be aware. Look at the fruit. And the fruit will tell you everything you need to know about an individual. We're going to stay on a path. When we accept Jesus as our personal Savior and repent of our sin, he set our feet on the path of righteousness. If we confess our sin and believe in our heart that God have raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Once we are on the path, we must stay on it. Jesus has given us a roadmap. A roadmap. And that roadmap is the Bible for us to go by. Read your Bible and study your Bible. We got 66 books in the Bible, 39 in the Old and 27 in the New. God is awesome. And when we read it, follow it. But we can't follow it unless we have some. And we must be born again. We must have the Holy Spirit. And when you have the Holy Spirit, we should want to know more about how to stay on the path. It is the word of God. We must understand the roadmap and follow its direction. It gives us direction how to stay on the path. In Psalms 119, 105, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. What the word do, the word give light. As long as we stay in the word, God give us light and we can see where we are going. But if we detour off the word of God and lean to our own understanding, the way will become dark and we will lose our way. And we don't want to lose our way. Hebrews 12 and 2, the first part of that verse said, looking unto Jesus, author and finisher of our faith. Jesus, he will carry you until the end. The very end, he will carry you. Providing that we keep our eyes on him and what he done on the cross. He is the source, while the cross is the means. Jesus stayed on the path the Father had set for him. Through all that he went through, he was able to stay on the path. Ridiculed, called everything but God's son. But he stayed on the path. Even through in the midst of temptation, knowing that man would be reconciled back to God, it was always before him what he had to do, what his task was, what his Father set for him to do, and he stayed on that path. As we must stay on the path that Jesus got for us. Don't detour off that path. Stay on it. Lift up your eyes into the hill. From whence cometh your help? All your help come from the Lord. You can't do it, but Jesus can. Jesus can do anything but fail you. When the circumstances look contrary, he stayed on that path of righteousness. He didn't give up. He didn't cave in. He stayed on that path. And we must stay on the path. When the enemy came at him from every direction, and the enemy will come after us from every direction, we must stay on the path. And use every opportunity to get him off track. He stayed on the path. We also must stay on the path. No servant is greater than his master. He stayed on the path. When they mocked him, he stayed on the path. They beat him, he stayed on the path. He did not detour. When he was facing death, he stayed on the path. And we must stay on the path. He did not allow the enemy to distract him, like the enemy come at us from every direction, Lord God. We must stay on the path. When he use our children, we must stay on the path. When he use our husband, stay on the path. When he use our wife, stay on the path. Read your Bible. You'll know what to do, how to do it, and what to say. And when they say it, stay on the path. Look to Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one come to the Father but by through him. Stay on the path. The path of righteousness. He focused and kept his priority in order. He knew if he stayed on the path, the total price for man's salvation would be paid in full. He hung there on that old rugged cross. For you, he hung there. For me, he hung there. For the sins of the whole world, he stayed on the path. No matter what they did to him, he stayed on the path. And we must, too, must stay on the path. When we face difficult times, and we will, circumstance, and it seems like we don't see no way out. Remember, Jesus is the way. Look unto Jesus, no matter what problem you have. Look to Jesus and stay on the path. Let him lead you, guide you, teach you, and keep you on the right road. Somebody made a song, I'm on the right road now. And that road is Jesus. Follow his direction and stay on the path. Jesus is the one who can keep us on the path, right path. When we are mistreated, lied on, stay on the path. Stay focused on the cross and what he did. What happened if we detour off the path of righteousness? Remember, go back to life of David. Psalm 23:3 said, he restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. If we do not stay on the path, read John. And it will tell us how to get back on the path. And 1 John 2:1 says, if we confess our sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, our righteousness. Jesus is the propitiation for our sins, and not for our only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Someone might ask the question, what happened if I detour off the path of righteousness? Remember the life of David and what happened to him when he detoured off the path of righteousness. He sinned. And you know the story. Had Uriah put to death. Thought he had gotten away with it. Thought it was his. Nathan came to him and told him. God trusted David. Even David had to suffer the consequences of staying not on the path of righteousness. God dealt with him because of what he did. God told him, I'm going to do this all out in the open. Say the swole should never depart from your house. There would always be calamity. And there was calamity in David's house. And David married Uriah's wife. They had a son. And God had told David, the son that you have, it will surely die. David, he went down in sackcloth and ashes. He would eat or sleep. But he heard his servant whispered, talking. And he said, I perceive that my son is dead. David thought God would change his mind. But David said, he can't come to me, but I can go to him. Then David, he got on the right path. He said, Lord, just have mercy upon me according to your loving kindness, according to that multitude, that tender mercy. Then he said, Lord, I want you to just create in me, oh God, a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. David, he repented, and God forgave him. There's none like David. He said David was a man after his own heart. God loved it, David. And God loves you. He wants you to get on the path of righteousness and stay on the path of righteousness. Don't let nobody cause you to deter from the path of righteousness. Keep your mind focused on Christ and what he done on the cross, Lord God. And remember the word that he told you in the Bible. Read your Bible. Study your Bible. Live your Bible. Receive the word. Reflect on the word. Obey the word. Focus on the word. Focus your mind on Christ and him crucified. And stay on our path of righteousness. And how you do that? Ask God to fill me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And he will do it. Just what he said. He'll keep you on the path. If you let him, he'll keep you on the path of righteousness. He told his disciples, say, it's expedient that I go away. For if I don't go away, the comforter will not come. But if I go away, I will send him unto you. Christ, he had to go away. And he said, the comforter back, the spirit of truth. It will lead you, guide you, and give you direction. It won't steer you wrong. It's God. Lord God, not my way. Crucify this flesh. Lord God, have mercy. And sometimes we detour off the path and do it our way. And when we do it our way, we find ourselves in trouble. But we can always get back on the path of righteousness. And this is what I want to read you. In John 10:17-18. Therefore does my Father love me, that I may take it again. No man take it from me, but I lay down of myself. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. And then Luke 22:42 say, Father, if you be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will be done, but thine be done. But he stayed on the path that God has set for him. He was obedient unto death. We must stay on the path that God has set for us. He didn't say it would be easy, but he did say he will never leave us nor forsake us. We can count on God. God is awesome. Stay on the path of obedience. Stay on the path. Let the fruit of the Spirit dwell within you. Manifest the fruit of the Spirit. In order to stay on the path, we must study his word, meditate his word, have faith in his word, and pray to God that we stay on the path. David said, he restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. We must learn the path that God set before us. In order to stay on that path, we must learn what the path is. We must have the Holy Spirit. We must learn what the path is. And that is Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by through him. The word will show you how to stay on the path. Communicate with God through prayer. Ask him to speak to you. Ask him to keep you on the path of righteousness. Psalms 25, chapter 25, and I forgot to write the verse down. I don't remember. It says, show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. That was David. We must study God's word, obey his word, receive his word, reflect on his word, trust his word, and have faith in his word. Psalms 32:8 said, I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Give it all. Give yourself to God. I say, Lord, I don't belong to me no more. I give myself to you, my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. I just give my whole self to you. Whatever you want to do with me, do it. And I said, Lord, if you want to take me, that's fine with me. That's fine with me, because if that's your will, then that's what I want, no matter what it is. If I have to suffer, Paul said, my grace is sufficient. If I suffer along the way, your grace is sufficient. Because I know one day, Lord God, I don't have to worry how I have to spend eternity. My mind is made up. My heart is fixed on Jesus. And I want to see him face to face. I want to see the one that paid the price for me, that laid down his life for me, that was crucified for me, that was pierced in the side for me. They laid him down in a barbarous tomb. He stayed there for 3 long days. He came up, said, all power is given to me in heaven and earth. He had the power to do anything but fail us. God can never fail, no matter what. He will never fail. He will take you through any storm that you go through. And sometimes, church, this storm of life might be raging, but someday this storm gonna cease. Keep your mind focused on Christ. Stay on the path of righteousness. Don't give up. Don't cave in. Stay on the path. I trust the plan that God has for me to prosper me and give me hope, give me a future. Remember, stay on the path of righteousness. Don't give up. May Lord, I'll be back here. The number to call is 914-205-5535 to listen to this broadcast. I thank Noonday for giving me this opportunity to get and expound on the word of God. May God bless you. May God keep you. And may heaven smile upon you. If you run with God, he will run with you. God bless.